Degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville's airport could become Dolly Parton International under a growing push to rename B&A for the late singer. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the governor has announced he's working with the airport to make the name change possible.
Changing the name to Dolly Parton International technically goes against airport policy, which only allows a rededication to someone who's made contributions to the airport or the field of aviation. But officials are pushing forward with the change anyway. Renaming the airport could cost around $10 million, according to previous state estimates. The idea to rename Nashville's airport after Dolly Parton isn't new. People offered it as an alternative to a measure that would have named the airport after Donald Trump. But since her passing, the possibility of Dolly Parton International Airport is now a little closer to reality. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Mayor Freddie O'Connell tapped a leader to oversee planning in the East Bank development. He also highlighted priorities for her. Metro's planning chief, Lucy Kemp, will keep her existing job and take on this new one, the Nashville Business Journal reports. Nashville is basically trying to build a downtown extension, and that's going to take a lot of infrastructure building, forward thinking, and working with major companies in the area like Oracle. Kemp's job is to help the East Bank CEO do that. O'Connell's infrastructure priorities in the area include expanding the existing pedestrian bridge that crosses the river and connects to downtown, park improvements, and lowering the James Robertson Parkway. That's a long road with a bridge over the river, but it's elevated for hundreds of feet over the East Bank area. They want most of it to be on the ground level. The Business Journal reports that both the pedestrian bridge expansion and parkway lowering are expected to start this fall. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.